The first reading today, St. Paul tells us that he is not approved who commends himself, but he whom the Lord commends. And our Lord himself tells us that exact same thing, that we're going to stand before the Lord one day. We're not going to be able to plead our own cause. And he told us that anyone that pronounces him before others, that he will recognize them before his Heavenly Father. If we deny him before others, he will deny us before our Heavenly Father. And so it's his commendation. He actually and ultimately is the judge. And so the judge makes the determination and then turns to his Heavenly Father to commend those who will be entering into eternal life. And so it is exactly the point that St. Paul is making. We'd like to think that we're going to be able to stand before the Lord and explain to him why we ought to get in. It isn't going to work. Remember, he already knows everything. And in fact, not only does he know everything, he knows why we did everything. So he knows what we did, and he knows the motive behind which we did it. And so we're not going to be able to explain anything to him, because we won't need to. In fact, he's going to be explaining it to us, because in our pride, we want to try to justify ourselves. We want to try to say, oh no, I didn't do it for that. It was really for this reason that I did it. He's going to be able to look at us and say, here's why you did it. And we're not going to be able to argue it, because it's going to be very evident, and we're going to know. Because at that point, the body is no longer there. It's going to be the soul, which means pure spirit at that point, which also therefore means pure truth and pure charity. And so there aren't going to be any lies. There's not going to be any deception. There's not going to be any falsehood. It's going to be clarity. And so we're not going to be able to say, no, you misunderstood, or no, you got it wrong, or no, you just don't understand. No, not only is he going to understand perfectly, but so are we. And so there's no hiding anything. So we want to be striving for now, then, is to truly live our faith. If we believe in the Lord, and if we love the Lord, why would we be embarrassed of him? If we love somebody, we're not embarrassed of them. They might look different, or they might act different, or whatever it might be. They might even do things that are embarrassing. We're not going to be embarrassed by them, because we love them. So why would we be embarrassed of the Lord? The only reason we would be is if somehow, in our selfishness, we would think that this is inconvenient for me, that people might think something about me. It's all selfish. Love is the opposite of the selfishness. Therefore, what we want to strive is not just simply to believe in Jesus, but to love Jesus. That's the key. Remember, Satan believes in Jesus. He has no love for Jesus. So just to believe in who he is not going to be enough. And to be able to be commended by the Lord, just like all these people, I'm sure you hear it all the time, just like I do, but I believe in God, I'm a good person, I don't go to church, I don't go to confession, I do this, that, and that, but I'm a good person and I believe in God. Okay, that's good. You believe that God exists. But is the Lord going to commend you? Is he going to look at you and say, well done, good and faithful servant? Or is he going to look at you and say, I tell you, I do not know who you are? And again, we might try. But you preached in our streets. We cast out demons in your name. We did this and that and the other thing. He's going to say, I don't know who you are. Just like when we look at those, that parable of the 10 virgins, the 5 foolish virgins come in and they say, the groom says, I don't know who you are. Well, obviously he knew who they were. They were part of the wedding party at his own wedding. So it wasn't that he didn't know who they were as far as their names, but they weren't united with him. And if we're not united with the Lord, he's going to say, I don't know you. He knows who we are, but he's not going to recognize us as one of his own unless we are living as one of his own. So that's the task for each one of us. We have to have that faith in Jesus, but we have to believe, not only believe, but to love the Lord Jesus and put our hope in the Lord Jesus. That's what it has to be about. And so the faith is the foundation. Without it, we're not going to have anything else. But we have to get to that point of the charity. We want to really develop that love for the Lord. And that will only develop just like it does in an earthly kind of thing, and that's having a relationship with him. To just simply believe that somebody is out there, yeah, that's nice. Just like we can believe that there are myriads and myriads of angels. Okay? So what? What does that do for us? Yeah, it's a truth. There are myriads and myriads of angels. Doesn't change anything. So if we simply believe in Jesus, that's excellent, but it still doesn't change things on the inside. To love Jesus in whom we believe, that changes everything. So enter into that relationship with him. That means a life of deep prayer, seeking the Lord in your heart, seeking to know him who knows you. Because the more perfectly you're united with him, the more you're conformed to him. And therefore, when he looks at you, he's going to see himself being reflected back. He will know you. He will not deny you because you haven't denied him. And he will commend you because you have done exactly what he was asking you to do. Put your faith into practice by learning how to love him. And growing in that charity, you will be conformed to him. That's the way to get to heaven. So it has to start with the faith, but it has to go beyond just that. It needs to develop. So we put our hope in him, and ultimately that we love him, so that we can be united with him.